Whew, it was a culture shock, I'll tell you. The class divide hit me smack in the face. It was pouring out of the woodwork at the patronisation that went on. And there were so few women. I think there were 37 when I went in. So lots of sexism as well. There is a bit, and I must look it up someday. I know my son in New Zealand has it, where Bernard Weatherall, Maria Fife, who'd got a very strong Glaswegian accent, I've got a fairly strong Yorkshire accent. Maria Fife and I were taking part in a debate, and he made a comment to the speaker about if they spoke the Queen's English, we'd be able to understand them. Have you seen that comment?
Yes.
Yeah. And Eric Heffer got up and put his two-penny thing shortly afterwards. I did apologise, did Weatherall, but it was just, it was natural for them to talk to people like that. I went on to a standing committee. I did loads of standing committees because I used to vote against my own group at times. They stuck you on all these committees, sort of form of punishment, but it was a good learning curve. And I did one on employment, and we were talking about equal pay for women. It had got stuck. Audrey Wise, the late Audrey Wise and myself. And these Tories moved something about women being able to work on the coal face. You know, if you want equality, this is what you'll get. And halfway through this debate, Harry Barnes and Audrey and I kept looking at each. And it dawned on us, and then one of them said, and they have toilets and showers now. There's not so. So I just stood up in this committee and said, they don't have toilets and showers on the coal face. They use a shovel, you know, if they go to the toilet. And the looks, I said, there was a reason why they got women, stop women working on the coal face, you know, and they didn't know. What shocked me more was that they didn't realise. And we were the experts on that committee. They didn't know anything about weaving or spinning or engineering because they'd never done it. And yeah. You realise what a different life they've had to you, yeah. What different life experiences they've had. It did get better, but that first Parliament was pretty awful.